Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph, Kuf Zayin. We are on Kuf Vav Mabez, where the sugya started, which we read yesterday, Ta'am Makadesh or Ta'am Eino Makadesh. So if you remember, Rav Huna Marav had said, Ta'am Eino Makadesh. If you taste it like before Kiddush, then you don't make Kiddush. What exactly does that mean? So we didn't mention it yesterday, so let's just clarify a little bit today. So Machlokes between the Rashbam and other Rishonim. The Rashbam says, what does it mean, Ta'am Eino Makadesh? So the Rashbam says, five lines up in the bottom, Ta'am Im Ocha Lo Yekadesh Kol Halayla Elo Lamachar Kodim Se'uda. Ta'am Lo Makadesh means, if you tasted something before Kiddush on Friday night, you're not allowed to make Kiddush Friday night. You have to wait till the next morning to make Kiddush. So why would that be? Why, if Ta'am Eino Makadesh, why would you have to wait to make Kiddush? Let's contrast that, though, with another sheet. If you look in the Maharam Chalava, one of the Rishonim that we have, I think only on Maseches Pesachim, the Maharam Chalava says, quoting the Ravid, Hiksha HaRavid, V'chibi Shib Da'avar, V'tam Lo Yikadesh. What, because he did one thing wrong, we're not going to let him make Kiddush? According to the Gemara in Brachas, Misha'achal Shum V'recho Nodif, Yochal Shum Acher V'recho Nodif. Somebody ate garlic and his breath smells, so he should eat more garlic and make his breath stick more? In other words, so he did one thing wrong, so we're going to force him to do another thing wrong? He ate before Kiddush, so we're not going to let him make Kiddush? So the Pirush Huzal, so the Maram Chalav says, no, Lo Yikadeshu, what's the reason that he's not allowed to make Kiddush? V'pnei Shenira Kimevaza Es HaMitzvah. If you eat before Kiddush, then it's a bizayin that you're it doesn't look nice that you're eating and then making Kiddush. Aval, what does Tam Lo Makadesh mean? Acherim Mekadshin Lo. That's what the opinion means. It means other people should make Kiddush for you. Not that you should wait till tomorrow, like the Rashbam says, but other people should make Kiddush for you. That's the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Maram Chalav. So what's the svar for the Rashbam? Why is the Rashbam so close to the Maram Chalav? It appears like a knas. It's a knas. We're not going to let you make Kiddush because it's a bizayon. So therefore, you have to have somebody else make Kiddush for you. But the Rashbam says, no, if you don't make Kiddush, if you ate before Kiddush Friday night, you have to wait till make Kiddush Shabbos morning. So why would that be? So it could be that the answer to that is that what's the according to the Rashbam, it's not just a knas, but it's a din. Kiddush, by definition, has to set the stage for what follows. Kiddush has to set the stage for the following suda. So it could be that once you ate before Kiddush, you've undermined the definition of Kiddush. Kiddush has to set the stage for what follows. So you blew it on Friday night, so we'll let you do it Shabbos morning. It's not just a knas, though. It's by definition, Kiddush needs to be at the beginning. So if it needs to be at the beginning, so that's why the Rashbam is understandable, that if you don't do it Friday night, you'll have to do it Shabbos morning. That could be the svara for the machlokes. Is it mishum knas, like the Maram Chalava says, or is it mishum a din that Kiddush, by definition, has to be before what follows it. Number one. Number two is, if we continue reading what we read yesterday, Rav Chinuna asked Rav Huna, Ta'am Ma'ushe Yavdil. So Rav Huna had said, Ta'am Mavdil, that even though there's, might be an opinion of Ta'am Lo Makadesh, but Ta'am Mavdil. But Havdal is less, maybe because Havdal is Drabbanan according to many Shitas, and Kiddush is Daraisa, or some other reason. And then it says, Rav Asi holds Ta'am is Eino Mavdil. Fine. Then the Gemara told a story, the last thing we did yesterday. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba visited Rav Asi. Rav Asi forgot and tasted something before Havdalah. They brought him something for Havdalah, and the wife of Rav Asi says, hey, how could you let him make Havdalah? You don't hold that way. He says, don't worry. His Rebbe taught him that way. This is a little Tosfos on the bottom, second to last Tosfos, Ishtali. Tosfos quote, Tosfos asked this in a number of places in Shas. How could it be that this great Amora forgot and ate before Kiddush? Before Havdalah, Mashemakshim hashto behemtot shel tzadikim, Eda Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala. There's a Gemara that says even the animals of tzadikim, nothing bad happens to them. There's secret hashkacha that happens. So even the animals of tzadikim don't eat trumas and food that the trumas of righteous haven't been taken off from yet. So we're going to say that this Rav, this great Rabbi, ate by mistake. What happened? Even behemtot shel tzadikim don't fall into takala. The Yeshlomar Tosfos answers, Dahacha kishema'achal mutter elasha hasha'a asura ein shayach lahakshos. There's a difference if something is inherently usur, or it's mutter, but it's a time that it is usur. Treif is treif. This, you know, you're allowed to eat, it's mutter, it's kosher food, it's just you have to make Havdalah. So that's not called such a takala. If it's just an isur zman, that's not called a takala. If it's an iser chefza, inherently inside, that's called an iser takala. It's more, the zman seems to be someone more focused on the gavra. Whenever we mention this idea of certain Yisurim, Yisurim Chefs and Yisurim Gavra, I like to mention the Nesivus. I mentioned this many times. Nesivus and Reish Lama Dalet, where the Shulchan Aruch, according to Rambam, says, what's the halacha if you sell somebody non-kosher food, they eat it, and then they realize that it wasn't kosher? Do you have to give back their money? What's called a mekartos? Was it a mekartos? Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'cheda shochet para u'machra, v'noda shehi treifa. You sold somebody a cow, and then it's found out that it was treif. So what's the halacha? Masha achlu achzu, v'yachzu lam damim. Okay, they ate it. You have to repay the money. That's it. It's a mekartos. U'masha lo achzu, if they didn't eat something yet, then you can give back the money. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, but avamochel achadiro, davar she'asur achilas b'divrei sofrim. But what if what they ate is only asur midrabanan? So it's a treif the rabbanon. Be the rice and this is kosher meat. It's only treif be the rabbanon. Then the halacha is what they ate, and you do not have to give back the money. So ask the nesivus, what's the difference? Lamaisa, it's treif. So we don't need treif the rabbanon. We don't need treif the rice. So what's the difference? Why do you have to give back the money if it was the rice and not the rabbanon? Says the nesivus in Reish Lama Dalid Gimel. He asks ulachore in a muvan kiva da hamekach batel habikamazik oka ocha below mekach. What's the difference? Why should it make a difference? So it says that a sieve, as he comes up with the yisod, yisuri da oraisa are yisuri chefza. Yisuri chefza, there's something inherently problematic with these atoms. These molecules, like a Baruch Hu, does not want you to eat. So it doesn't matter if you ate them by on purpose or by accident. You did something wrong. You did something wrong, mekartos, so you have to pay for it. You need tshuva for a oraisa that you did b'shogeg. Why do you have to bring a carbon chatas if you're Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg? You still need tshuva for that. Masha'ekin, if you violate a Durabanan b'shogeg, you don't have to do tshuva. Why? Because Durabanans aren't Yisrei Chefzes. The rabbis can't create something that inherently is problematic. All they could say is, you don't do this. You don't eat this. They could focus on the Gabra. They could tell us what to do. So if it's all about that, that part of the definition of an Issa Durabanan is a Maisa Mered. It's the rebellious nature against the rabbis. So if it was an accident, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't need tshuva for that. So I don't have to pay you. It's not a mekartos. So you ate a b'shogeg, okay, you didn't do anything wrong. So that's what the Nesivus says. It's not so simple that this is correct, but says the Nesivus that Yisurei Daraisa, Yisurei Chefsa, Yisurei Durabanan, Yisurei Gaber. We had earlier, I don't have time to look for it now, we had a Rabbi Yosef Engel earlier in Psachim that said that this chilek is based on a tosis about the Zmanim of Erev Pesach. I just remembered it now, so I forgot to look it up beforehand. There was an Amid Beis earlier. Can look it up afterwards. For tomorrow, that he says this is alluded to even in the tosis.
Couldn't this be the answer to Tosis?
Right. So even for Kiddush could be Surah. Maybe that's what he means. Right. Maybe that's what he means. That's what I was going to end off saying. When Tosis answers, don't compare when something is Usser versus when something is Mutter and it's just the Zman is Usser. That's for sure. And this is the Rabbanan. He's not focusing on the Drabanan aspect, he's focusing on the Zman aspect, but it could be, maybe that's what's behind Tosfos, that it's just an Isuri Gavra, and therefore it's not as Chomer. That's not called a Takala. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, continuing the Sugya of Tom, if you ate before Kiddush, are you allowed to make Kiddush or Havdalah? So four lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Tom Eino Makadesh, Tom Eino Mavdil. Shmuel says you can't do either one. Eino Makadesh and Eino Mavdil. For Rabba, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, and another Mamer of Shmuel, Tom Mikadesh, Tom Mavdil. So Machlok is what Shmuel said, whether you're allowed to or you're not allowed to. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Tom Mikadesh. If you did the taste, you have to make Kiddush. The Tom Mavdil. And you're not only allowed to, but you have to. Mekadesh and Mavdil. Umisha l'kiddush be'erev Shabbos. Then he adds on. So we had yesterday. If you didn't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, Mekadesh v'holi kolayim kulo on Matzi Shabbos. If you didn't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, you can make Kiddush all of Shabbos. Misha lo hivdil. We had a machlokas yesterday. Is that midin? The whole day of Shabbos is a din. Is a chi of Kiddush, or is it just tashlumin? Nafkamina. If you didn't do it b'mezid Friday night, that was the machlokas we mentioned yesterday between Rav Amram going in the Rambam. Misha lo hivdil b'motzi Shabbos. Ma'adav holik ol Shabbos kulo. If you didn't make Abdullah on Motzi Shabbos, you can make Abdullah all week. As we said yesterday, all week means until Wednesday. By the way, I forgot to mention, but again, it's known. That's why Wednesday morning we say lechun aranana at the end of the yom. Even though at the end of the Yom, really we finished the Mizmar, but we add in the extra two Psukim at the end of the Yom for Wednesday to symbolize we're already looking forward today till the next Shabbos. Lechun Aranana, though, we said yesterday morning, because that is related to Shabbos. A Meimar, fifth line, a Meimar pasach alahashmai to the Rava b'hai lishna. A Meimar quoted Rava, which we just quoted for four lines, in the following way. Amar Rava, with a little difference, that last line of this statement is going to be different. Hilchas atam akadish tam avdil. That's what we pasch. And if by mistake you ate or drank before Kiddush or before Havdalah, you do make Kiddush and Havdalah. You don't lose your chance. Mishlo Kiddush b'erev Shabbos, makadish v'holei kol yom kulo. Mishlo hivdil b'motzi Shabbos, mavdil v'holeich kol hayom kulo. That's the difference in this version. If you didn't make Abdallah on Motzi Shabbos, you can make Abdallah all day. So we have an opinion here in the Gemara that Havdalah you can make through Sunday. Not through Tuesday, through Sunday. So why would this be? What does Sunday have that Monday and Tuesday don't have? So according to the Shita that we pass in, according to Tuesday, we understand that you have, you know, the week is split up in half. The first 3 days go with the previous Shabbos. The next 3 days go with the following Shabbos. So we understand. You can make Abdullah for 3 days. What's the Sfar to say that you can make Abdullah through Sunday? What would you say? What does Sunday have that Tuesday and Monday and Tuesday don't have? So what do we do by every Jewish day? When does the day start? Day starts the night before. So, l'chora, why Sunday? What's different about Sunday? It must be that the nature of Havdalah is the first day after Shabbos. Motzi, you can't have something just Motzi Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos is a part of Sunday. So this opinion holds that it's not that you're making it up. It's not that, according to the way that we hold that it's still Tuesday, l'chora, Motzi Shabbos is the only time. You have 3 days to make it up. That's called Tashlumen. Mashiachin, according to this opinion, the way Rabbi Kiva Eger explains it, according to this opinion, no, you have 1 day for Havdalah. The day is, it says, Vayera Vayivoker. That's what we know. In Judaism, the day starts at night. The night and then by day. So that's the sorry for this opinion. The Mayan Nafkamina, what Nafkamina would there be if you hold, obviously, every one Nafkamina is, could you make Havdalah on Monday and Tuesday? But there's another Nafkamina. It says, Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Sad the test. It says, Rabbi Kiva Eger, what happens if you don't make Havdalah on Motzai Yontif? Motzai Yontif. So do you have any time to make it? Let's say it's Tuesday night. Tuesday night Yontif ended. So, could you make it for till Shabbos? What days of the week are connected to Yontif? What about we just had Pesach on a Thursday night? Can you make Abdullah on Friday? So what's the halacha? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's totally on our issue. He quotes in Simon Reish Sadik Tests. He quotes, where is it? Oh, I'm looking in the wrong place. He quotes the Sefer Lashon Chachamim that says that by Motzai Yontif you don't have any Tashlumin. You don't do it, you don't do it. And that's what the Rabbanei Chachmei Prague holds. And Sefer Kiva Eger, I think, is totally on these two svaras. If you say that you usually make Havdalah until Tuesday night, meaning it goes by the first 3 days of the week are connected to each Yontif, so then could you make Havdalah for Yontif the next day? No. So there's Tashlumin for Shabbos, because you can split up the week into two halves. There's Tashlumin for Yontif, you can't make it up. Why should the next day of Yontif be connected to Yontif? But if you say, it's not based on Tashlumin, but it's based on the fact that the day after Shabbos, the whole day has a chi of Havdalah, it's not based on Tashlumin, but it's just that the Yom, Holek Achar Alayla, so the day after Yontif Lachor also, you should have a day to make Havdalah. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, whether you're allowed to make Havdalah on the next day, if you didn't make Havdalah on Motzei Yontif, so that is a machlokes, he thinks, between these 2 days. It's a kula by Shabbos and a chumra by Yontif. Exactly. And again, this comes up by halacha l'maisa. Let's say somebody's an onan. Let's say you have a 3-day Yontif. A lot of times, people could be onanim. So after, let's say they're not going to make Havdalah until the next day. So can they make Havdalah after the Kvura? So even if you say normally you can make Havdalah of Shabbos, and you should, after the Kvura on Sunday afternoon, but should you do it on Yontif? Machlok has 2 days in Rebbe Kivik. Okay, let's continue now. Amri le mar yunuka umar kashisha breder of chizda. L'ravashi zibna chad de ikla amemar l'asrin. V'lo havi lon chamra. One time amemar visited us. This is a new sugya, by the way. We finished Tom Makadish, Tom Lo Makadish. Now we get into another important topic. So one time, mar yunuka umar kashisha visited us. Zibna ikla amemar l'asrin. Amemar visited us. V'lo havi lon chamra. There was no wine around. I seen ali shechra. So we brought him beer. We brought him beer to make Havdalah on. Shvelo Avdil, he didn't make Havdalah. Ubas Tavis, he refused to use the beer. Bas Tavis, what does that mean? The Rashbam explains he went to sleep hungry. Meaning, he didn't make Havdalah, and therefore he wouldn't eat anything, and he went to sleep hungry. Lamachar, by the way, why didn't they use, so he didn't want to use beer. So what about bread? Why didn't he use bread? So why didn't he use beer? Good question, we'll get to that in a second. Why didn't he use bread though? You know, they had bread. So that's the Rishonim here point out, the Maram Chalav, Rabbeinu David, that you're not allowed to make Havdalah on bread. 99% of Rishonim hold that way. There is one sheet of the Itzur that says you can, but we hold that you can't. Why? Because there's more of a connection between the Seuda and Kiddush than the Seuda and Havdalah. Though we're supposed to have a love of Malka on Mosi Shabbos, there's no halacha of Havdalah b'makam Seuda. Kiddush b'makam Seuda, says the Maharam Chalava, because there's Kiddush b'makam Seuda, so you see the Seuda is connected to the Kiddush, and therefore you can use the Seuda even for Kiddush. Right, so that's what the the dafka kiddush omer of avdalalo. The hadin no saying the shiny kiddush the kiva the in kiddush el v'makam suda shaper dam of the kedusha arifta. Aval havdala the eno mitara suda lo the chayin das kol hage onim. That is what the Maram Chalava says. That's what we generally paskin. They shouldn't make avdala. You can't make avdala on pas. For kiddush, you can in certain circumstances. Generally, we don't either. We'll get to that in a minute too. So lamachar, continuing the story, the next year. Lamachar, this is the next day, because he didn't make Avdol the night before. Tarachna, Vaisina Lechamra, we finally dug up some wine for him. Va'avdil, and he made Avdol then, Vatamidi, and then he ate. Lashana, the next year, Suik Lala Asrin, so Avmeir came back to us. Lohavilon Chamra, again, we had no wine. Aisine Shechra, they brought him beer again. Again, unclear why they thought that this year would be different. It was, but how did they know that? Anyway, they brought him beer again. Amar, Ihachi. Oh, you bring it to me again? It must be that there's no wine in this place. Chamar Medinahu. This must be the drink of the country, and therefore I'm able to use this. Avdil Vitam Midi. And therefore he made Avdalah with the beer, and he tasted. Shema Bina Tlas. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about Chamar Medina. You learn from this story three things. Shema Bina Avdil Betvila Tarashi Avdalah Lakos. One thing is that though you made Avdalah already in davening, Lechora Meimar Sedatochan Antanu, you still have to take Avdalah on a coast. We also learn you're not allowed to eat anything before Havdalah. That's why he went to sleep hungry. If you didn't make Havdalah Moti Shabbos, you can make Havdalah the whole next Shabbos. Tosis points out, really, you only know from the story the whole next day. But either way, he uses that Lashon, Kol Shabbos Kulo, period. So, let's talk a little bit now about Chamar Medina. So what is Chamar Medina? How do you define Chamar Medina? So let's say beer is Chamar Medina. That's what the Gemara says. But how else would you define Chamar Medina? So the Rashbam here says, I don't know if this might not be a definition, but what does he say about Chamar Medina? Look at the third Rashbam. Chamar Medina, Ein Yayin Acher Be'ir Hazos Ki Im Sheichar. There is no wine here except for beer. Hilkach Mavdilim Bavachein Alacha. Aval Mayim Lo Igri Chamar Medina. Beer is Chamar Medina if there's no other wine there. But water is not called Chamar Medina. You can't make Avdalah on water, even if you don't have beer and wine. So Rashi says, beer, yes, water, no. So what about the 35 other mashkin that we have? What about coffee, milk, orange juice, schnapps? So what about all that? How do you define Chamar Medina? Soda, seltzer, how do you seltzer not. What about soda? How do you define Chamar Medina? So, says Rav Moshe, Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Hei. Chamar Medina means something that you would give to another get to a guest of yours, even if they're not thirsty, and you just give it to them to give them kavod to be mechabi them. That's Rav Moshe's definition of Chamar Medina: something that you drink and you offer to drink because you know it's a mashke chashuva. That's Rav Moshe's definition. He was asked, "What about soda? B'mine mashke shel soda v'chadome? If you could use it." So Rav Moshe says, "No." We'll see what he says. B'dvar mashkos shel mini soda im yishlam din chamar medina. Says Rav Moshe, hanachal ani yizdaiti, dehein kamayim ba'alma. Soda is like water. You can't use soda for chamar medina. Those who use chamar medina for avdalah, which we'll get to whether that's the best in a minute, but those who do it, says Rav Moshe, don't use soda. Da'av she'shosan osam gam besudas chashuvos, umechavdim ahed, even though they drink it at sudas chashuvos, Rav Simcha Budim Kohn writes, he says, I asked Rav Moshe, they serve it at weddings! They serve soda at weddings! Come on! Rav Moshe says, I don't care. Moshe says, it doesn't matter. He says, it's still, I don't think it's called, I think people drink it because they're thirsty. You don't drink tea because you're thirsty. You don't drink coffee or orange juice generally because you're thirsty. You drink water and soda, he thinks that's a din of water. So he's a mechadim lahem. Aval, he says, da'afshah shozano sam gabisud chashuvas a mechadim lahem. Aval hurak ishtias mayim letzima'on ulehiskarer biyamim achamim. Even though I've heard that in certain Middle Eastern countries, they drink tea to cool off. So again, they don't, they're hot, they drink hot tea, cools off the body, But Ramosha assumed not. Ubishach amohem. The chashivas hamashkehu. What's, how do you define a mashke chashuva? She'ein ashtia machmas she'tzricha mohem letzamam. You don't need it because you're thirsty. El shosem osem af below tzarech legufam. El b'shvil kavad asuda. The kavad arachim. Ve'ein shum adam shose yayin v'yesh schnapps. V'sheicher letzamo. You don't drink beer because you're thirsty. I've never had beer, so I don't know. You have to ask the experts. You don't drink schnapps because you're thirsty. Never had schnapps. But he says, "Al yidei zeh shosin mayim sheyoser adifi." Would you drink water? Even if you're drinking because you're thirsty, would water be better for you now? So if water would be better, so then it's not considered a chamar medina. El rak lekavod ba'alma shosin osan ve'ilu aminim megrom shem mashkim chamar medina. That is Ramosha's shitas. That is why he says not soda, but then he says, what about tea and milk? He says b'shas atzchak, I would allow it. But b'minei soda gam b'shas atzchak lo yikadesh. There are other poskim that are more makel by soda, but this is the discussion of chamar medina. If you look in the Radiance of Shabbos or Simcha Budim Kohn, Talmud of Ramosha, he talks about this. Chamar medina is defined as a beverage one might serve to a guest to whom one wishes to sow respect, and not merely for the purpose of quenching his thirst. And then he quotes in the footnotes about this Shuvah of Ramosha. This may vary from country to country. Beer or liquor are definitely considered chamar medina. You have to make sure to use a shear. That was the taz we mentioned yesterday. Note, the following beverages are considered chamar medina only to some authorities. Therefore, when you use a chamar medina, one should preferably use beer or whiskey. They're listed at random and not in order. Milk, orange juice, apple juice, soda, tea, coffee. What's in the footnotes? You know, all different machlokos, achronim, but whether you could use any of these. Yeah, we'll get to what when you're allowed to use chamar medina in a minute. That's what Gemara is going to talk about. Yeah.
On whom is
chashivas tali? Right. So what if you drink it to quench your thirst, but nobody else does? It's chamar medina. You know, so I would say this is tali on the country. What's generally done, even if one person does or doesn't, I would assume it's dosed by everybody. Yeah.
But if you go to a restaurant, you order water.
Right, if you order water,
soda,
right.
You have to pay for it.
Right, so that's a fancy thirst. If you order Gatorade also, you have to pay for it. Right? But if that's a thirst quencher. Right, whatever, Powerade, whatever the kosher one is.
Yeah.
But spring water, you have to pay for water sometimes too. Most stores, you have to pay for water. Water, l'chora, by restaurants, is nechlal in the price. It's not that it's free. It's nechlal in the price. I once heard a shiur, Rabbi Sachs once gave a shiur, I mean, when I was in high school, he gave a shiur on Carvel's buy one, get one free on Wednesday. Right? It used to be, whatever. So he says, is it that you're getting one at full price and one at half price? Or is it that you're getting, you're getting one at full price and one for free, or you're getting two at half price? Chakira, he said, with 15 nafkaminas. Kedarka bakodesh. He says, manas chinam from a guy, and all these different chakira, you allow to, anyway. So here too, it might be that it's included in the price, the water. So even if it's for thirst, yeah, it might be included.
I don't mean to sound nitpicky, but today some water is considered very chashuv.
Right, some water is considered chashuv. Right, in a chami, even though it's chashuv, it's not chamar medina. It's a chashuv thirst quencher. That's what Ramosha would say. So let's continue now to figure out when exactly you. So that's a discussion. What is called chamar medina? There are definitely, though, some items that are called chamar medina. So when should one use one, or can one use one? So let's continue the Gemara. Can you make kiddush on beer? Omar hashta uma pirzuma v'teine v'isni. These other types of fancier beers from other sources. And they finally asked from Rebbe, and he couldn't answer them. He didn't give them a straight answer about these fancier beers. So you're asking me about this low-level beer that comes from dates? So obviously you can't. So he thought that this just meant that Rebbe said you can't make kiddush on it, but you can make avdala on them. So Rav Chisda, no, Rav said no, both. No, you can't use chamar medina. Itmar Nami, Amar Tachli Barabimi Amar Shmuel, Kishem Shi Makashalov, Kachim Avdilanov. He says, so to Levi. So Avimi Amar Shmuel says that you can't make Abdullah or Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Let's continue. Levi Shadalay, we'll get to the Maskan in a few minutes. Levi Shadalay the Rebbe Shechra Bartlesser Magni. Levi sent to Rebbe beer that was 13 times, the Rashi explains, the dates were crushed 13 times, meaning it was very strong, pure beer from dates. Tamei, Havibasim Tuva, Rebbe tasted it. Oh, so geschmack, it was beautiful. It tasted great. Omar, Kagon Zer, Roy, Lakadish, Olav, Olomar, Olav, Koshivas, Zishmach, Hashem, Olam. Ah, on this type of beer, you should sing to Hashem. You should say all the praises of Hashem on this beer. It tastes so good. Belel Yetzare, that night, he had stomach problems. Right, he says the Gemara is talk about how lots of dates are mishalshal your stomach, and therefore, even though he enjoyed it by day, it happens by a lot of foods. You know, we pay for it afterwards. You know, we enjoy it while we have it, but we know we're going to pay for it afterwards sometimes. But tzare, so Amar Meister and Mephias, I should praise Hashem on something that's miyaser me, gives me pain, and Mephias makes me feel good. So he says it's not roy to do that. We had a story earlier also about Deis and Daf Peches. Look back. Amr Rav Yosef, other barabim delo ishti shechra. Rav Yosef said, I make a neder in public that I'm not going to drink beer because of the effects that it has on me. Amr Rava, ishti mezurian delo ishti shechra. I'd rather drink mezurian, that's like laundry water, than to drink beer. So it makes me feel not good. Amr Rava, tevi shak yuse shechra manda makadi shechra. Whoever drinks beer, so his drink should be beer, meaning he shouldn't have enough money to afford wine. Rav, last line. Ashuchei Rav Huna, the Kaddish Ashechra. Rav Huna once found Rav drinking beer, making kiddush on beer. Amar Lei, Shari Abba, Lemikne Yistra Mishechra. I think you must have opened a beer store. You must be drinking beer and you want to make some money, so you want to drink it to make it popular. So did you open a beer store? Shari Lemikne, or you want to buy an Istra, a coin from beer? So that's why I guess he was not happy that Rav was making kiddush on beer. Tana Rabbanan, let's finish up. A makajin al yayin, v'mabarchin el al yayin. You only can make kiddush on wine, and you can only make a bracha on wine. So Gemara asks, Atu ashichra v'amayil milo mabarchin alayu, shakal niya bedvaro? What do you mean only make a bracha on wine? You make a bracha on everything. So Rabbi Yahachikamar, in omrim have koshal bracha lovarech el al yayin. No, you only say to bring a koshal bracha, meaning a kosher bracha zamazon for on wine. Tana Rabbanan, in Makachin Allah, we'll get to the two das, then we'll see Allah Lamaisa. In Makachin Allah Sheikhar, you should not make kiddush on beer. You should have a brother of Shimon Amru, Makachin, you're allowed to make kiddush on beer. Mat emes yayin kol shehu. How much wine do you have to drink from kiddush? Only a drop. Rav Yosef bar Yehuda, Amr Mali Lugmo, you have to drink a cheekful. As we said, that's what we hold. Amr Afuna Barav, Achaintani Rav Gidel, Dibin Darnash, and Makachin Svetal Mali Lugmo, Yatsa. If you drink a cheekful of wine, you're Yotze, Bimavo Yatsa. If not, you're not Yotze. Amr Rachim bar Yisak, Anotan Inalei, I quoted the same thought, but not from Rav Gidel to Ben Narsh, lo Gidel bar Menashe, lo Gidel bar Menyome, el Gidel Stama, just for shame of Rav Gidel, not for shame a specific Rav Gidel. L'may nafgamina, what difference does it make? L'mayim did the other day, if you want to ask a contradiction between the two opinions, I just say b'shem Rav Gidel, so that you won't ask an opinion from a specific shita. Okay, so what do we pass in Halacha L'maysa about Chamar Medina? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Beis, which is the sugi about what to make kiddush on. So the quotes the different opinions. In Sreish Ayin Beis Tess, B'makom she'ein yayin matsui. Shulchan Aruch starts off at a place where yayin, wine, is not found. Yesh omrim she'mekachin al sheichar. V'shar mashkin, chutz min amayim. First opinion. V'yesh omrim she'ein mekachin. Some say you shouldn't. Ularash v'layla le'ikadish al sheichar al alapas. U'abokar yosef le'ikadish al sheichar. Maybe there's differences between nighttime and daytime kiddushes. Various opinions quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So how do we pass it? If you look at the Mishnah Berurah quotes, first of all, no matter what you use, you need a shear. The Mishnah Berurah does not pass like that taz that we said yesterday, that if you have whiskey or schnapps, you can just drink the small shot glass. The Mishnah Berurah does not pass in that way. Therefore, you have to have the correct shear. But then he quotes that, really, wine is the best. Wine is the best, both by Kiddush and by Havdalah. There are many people that make Kiddush by Havdalah, that make Havdalah on something else, on beer, on orange juice, on something else. That is really a bit d'yevet, it seems, in the poskim. Umikal Makom says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the earlier poskim, B'medina Seinu, in our day and age, Shahayayin B'yoker, that wine is so much more expensive than the other drinks, V'rov Shdias Medina, Umishar Mashkin, we mostly drink other liquids, Lo Nago Afilu Gedolim Lahadar Achar Yayin B'yom. Even Gedolim don't make Kiddush on wine during the day. It's so expensive. Kadosh Baruch Hu is chasal al mamon shel Shabbat Yisrael, so we don't have to do it. Shakidish lo rak derabanan, the daytime kiddush is derabanan, so we're so mech on the mikilin. Umishem avarek gam b'yom alayam, but if you use wine by day, vade osem isom ben mufchar. This man has that wine isn't more, so much more, the other drinks are more expensive than the wine. So l'chora, if somebody, first of all, so let's say somebody wants to have their schnapps at the kiddush, no problem. Just hear somebody else make kiddush from wine. Your yotze, then you can have your schnapps, no problem. Havdalah, this is something that we should try to be machmed on. When somebody once got asked a question, you know, they called up, I finished my bottle of wine, do I have to open up a new bottle? It's Friday, it's mostly Shabbos. No, I want to save it till next week. Do I have to open up a new bottle? Can I use orange juice? You should open up a new bottle. You have the wine in front of you. The heter, according to many Rishonim, is only if you don't have wine. You have wine staring at you in the face. Wine, lechor, is not, you know, it's not, not harder to get. If you don't have any in the house, you don't have any, you can't get any, okay. But again, lechatchila, it seems that one should not rely. Again, some people, maybe there are other shittas as well. But it seems like from the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Shulchan Aruch, that is really best to use wine or grape juice. Grape juice is also considered wine according to 99% of poskim. Rav Moshe has a chumrah not to use it at the seder, but you need yain hamashacher. But Ritzi Pesach Frank and many other poskim say that grape juice is for sure okay. It's called wine lechol shittas.
But if okay. You don't have wine, can you use?
If you don't have wine, you don't have wine, you can use something else.
So something else would
be beer,
orange juice,
but not Coke. It's not like Rav Moshe says it's down into soda. But Rav Moshe, many posts can say that orange juice is okay. I remember milk sometimes. My father once told me he was speaking somewhere in some European country, and Motzei Shabbos was like 11:30 at night, one of these cities, and there's no wine in the hotel room or wherever he was staying, so he had to make it on milk or whatever. It's the only thing he had. So that's, so if you don't have anything, you can use something else. Also, the last point we said was, the mali lugmav. How much you have to drink? A cheekful. So Tosfos, the last three lines of Tosfos quotes, it depends how big your cheek is. V'dafka la'adam benoni. When do we say that a mali lugmav is a cheekful? A cheekful is a mali lugmav? That's by an average person. Aval la'og melech habashan ba'itfei. If you're an og, if you're a giant, you have to go have a cheekful. So it depends. It's a sliding scale depending on how big you are. Other poskim don't hold that way. You look at Maram Chalava here and others say, no, you go by another Benoni. Go by an average person. What, Tosfos has a kasha from another Gemara? That's talking about Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, it's in Hana. So how much Hana do I get? So I have to have more in order to get Hana. But when it comes to Shabbos, all the Shitas are the same. Period. Okay, back to the Mishnah on Tesla base, where the Mishnah had said, we're up to the third line of the Mishnah. Five black, third line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha. Samach L'mincha, you're not allowed to eat. Right? So it's which Mincha are we talking about? But first of all, Tosfos here, Samach L'mincha asks, where does the name Mincha come from? Why do we call Mincha Mincha? Shachris means morning. Arvis means Erev, evening. What does Mincha mean? Mincha means a present. What does Mincha have to do with the present? We should call it Tfilas Saharayim. Why do we call it Mincha? Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos, why is this here and not earlier in Shas? Good question. But I think we had this discussion once, Mesechus Brachas earlier. Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, there's a carbon mincha that's brought along with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Flour carbon is brought. So therefore, you say it there, and even though there's one brought in the morning also, but the morning we have a different name. We have Shachris. So we call it Mincha, number one. Number two is that if you look at Mesechus Brachas and Davav, we had this, that Eliyahu was ne'eneh only by Tfilas Mincha. Mincha shas that, but tefillah, and the Gemara calls it mincha. And even though there's a mincha in the morning, the mincha in the afternoon is more of an ace rutzon. So that's what merited to be called the afternoon one, because that's really an ace rutzon. Again, I don't know if Tosfos is saying this, but you can just add on. I think I didn't find it in the sources, but I think it's there somewhere that mincha, we spoke about this a couple years ago in Drasha, is the hardest tefillah to daven every day. No, Shachris, you wake up in the morning, you daven. Before you go to sleep, you daven ma'ariv. Mincha, you're running, you're in business, you're this, you catch the minyan down the block, you know, in this building. It's real, that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have a commitment to Him. You go and make sure you get a mincha for in the afternoon. That's you know, the middle of our day. So that's the present we're giving to HaKadosh. It's not we're b'chuyif to daven mincha, but that's where we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're going above and beyond. It's kind of like a present of giving. So mincha is a present. So this is mincha the present. That's why daf gets called mincha. He quotes the Abu Drama on the side. Another reason it's called mincha, but the Biurei Hadaf quotes a reason connected to Yitzchak. Yitzchak mincha is Yitzchak and the Akeda, and he made himself into a carbon. So that's why it's called a mincha. Or maybe his efer, his ashes are munach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Munach mincha. So different shitas said. Okay, samach l'mincha. So which mincha are we talking about that you're not allowed to eat before that mincha? Says the Gemara, Yibaylu, samach l'mincha gedola, tzanan l'tumul samach l'mincha kitanata. Is it before mincha gedola, meaning 6.5 hours you already cannot eat, or mincha kitana, which is 9.5 hours of the halachic day? Samach l'mincha gedola, tzanan l'mishim pesach. And what would be the different reasons? Do you say that you're not allowed to eat already from the time of mincha gedola, and the reason you're not allowed to eat is because of the carbon pesach, which you're already working on early in the afternoon? Dilma asi l'mimshach, v'asi l'mnuim il'beve pescha. and the worry is that you're not going to bring the current pesach properly. That would be the reason for mincha gedola. Or 9.5 hours is the key. Umisha matzah, and the issue is the matzah that night. And you might come to eat achila gasa. That's why we don't want you to stuff yourself before the matzah. So is it an issue of the pesach, which is earlier in the day, or is the issue the matzah? What? Yeah. Should eat it l'teyavon. Eat it l'teyavon. Right, so here's more of the negative. Right, you should eat it l'teyavon. That's the language that the Rashi and the Rashbam said on the Mishnah. Right, hider mitzvah b'maisa. But here more it's right. So you just shouldn't eat achila gasa. The Rashbam here has two deos. What about eating the Pesach at night? You also eat the Pesach at night. We're only worried about eating the matzah at night. Doing the Pesach by day, you're eating the matzah at night. So what about eating the Pesach at night? So he goes, today is why the Gemara did not say that. Either you could become full in an easier way by matzah, more than Pesach. Matzah, you're always eating more matzah. Or we're talking about Bizman Hazeh, when there is no Pesach, you still have to be worried about the matzah. Those are 2 days in the Rashbam. And Tosfos here, again, we mentioned it a couple weeks ago, talks about two types of achila gasas. We mentioned that in Tiras Chodilma, maybe if at the end we have time, we'll go through it again. But you can look at Rabbeinu Tam, why he says that, because some Gemara seems to assume that an achila gasa is an eating, some say it's not an eating. Rabbeinu Tam says it really depends how full you are. So that's two types of achila gasas in Tosfos, Dibur Maaseh Chodilma. Amar Ravina, so let's try to prove, do you go by Mincha Gadol or Mincha Ketana? Toshba the Brisa says, Afilu Agripas HaMelech, even Agripas the King, Shehu Raga Lecho B'Teisha Shos, that he usually eats in the ninth hour. In the ninth hour, before you get to 9 hours, let's say between 2 and 3 o'clock, that would be the, if you have a perfect day. Oso hayom lo yochal shetechshach. That day on Erev Pesach, even he shouldn't eat. That's the statement of the Braisa. So what's the Braisa saying? E amar bishlam asabach l'mincha ketana tan. If we say the halacha of not eating is mincha ketana, which is 9.5 hours, hayin rabusa d'agripas, that's the chiddush of Agripas. Why does it say even Agripas? Even Agripas because it's not 9.5 hours yet. It's the middle of the ninth. So that's the chiddush of Agripas. It has to stop even earlier. We'll see why in a minute, because, you know, we're worried that he's going to continue in. Ela'i amr sabach l'mincha gedola tnan, my rabu seyda Agripas, chal avis ame ikara. So if you go by mincha gedola 6.5 hours, what's the chiddush of Agripas? So when he starts eating, it's already bismana iser. So of course he has to stop eating. What's the chiddush of Agripas? So Allah sabach l'mincha ketana tnan. So it must be that it means mincha ketana. So by rabu seyda Agripas. So what exactly is the chiddush of Agripas? Why the Braisa singled him out? Didn't the Zman of Isser come already? It says that he's eating in the ninth hour. So no, the Gemara says, you might say that he always eats at this time. This is his normal way of eating. So just like when we eat usually earlier and we're hungry at night, so when he eats in the ninth hour, he'll be hungry at night. And therefore you would say he's allowed to eat. Kamash Milano, even Agribas HaMelech is not allowed to eat now. Nobody's allowed to eat once you get to this time. And even though it's not the ninth hour yet, says the Rashbam explains this, that because he knows he's for sure going to go into the time of Isser, it's as if Hischil be'Isser. It's as if it's considered Hischil be'Isser, and therefore he has to stop. That's the Chiddush of Agribas, so we end up saying Mincha Kitana is the Halach. Amar Rebbe Asi Avomat Velhuba Mini Targima. But you're allowed to snack on Erev Pesach. You don't have to starve yourself. You're allowed to snack with Mini Targima. The Rashbam here says it means fruit. Tosva says it means mizonos. What type of mizonos are you eating? Well, hopefully if you eat, I guess if you eat gebraks, you have mizonos. But if you don't eat gebraks, you have other things. Mini Targima. Rebbe Yisrael Matvil Biyarki. Rebbe Yisrael used to dip in vegetables on Erev Pesach. Tanina mihachi, hashamish matul bibnei me'ayin, v'nozol bibnei archim. The shamish used to serve these types of intestines of the animal, another snack, and he used to give it to the guests. V'yavavishen rai l'davar zeich l'davar. And even though there's no proof positive that you can eat on Erev Pesach, but there's a hint to it. Shenemar, as it says, niru lechem nir v'altizru al-kotzim. Plow and don't plow your field and don't seed, don't be zoreya on thorns. The Rashbam explains the mashal as you have to eat a little bit in order to get your juices going, in order to be able to eat more that night. So that's like plowing. You plow in order to seed afterwards. So do you eat a little bit in order to get the juices going to be able to eat more that night? Continued. No, I'm going to stop here because I'm going to have to run to a bris. We'll stop here. Tomorrow is a. There's a lot to say tomorrow, as there is on every day of Arif Sakhan. But tomorrow is all about Haseba and Afinoi Boso Anes and the Chiyuv of Nashim and So, Ezra Beshem, we look forward till tomorrow, and not drinking between the third and the fourth coast. Okay, so we'll stop here by Rav. Teishir was a Zeichanishmas, Simarachal Bas, Harav, Tzvi Aryeh.